Well, you know, with my song, with the song, we worked on it last week, and it has that great chorus that I really could let loose
on.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, love that.
I love it. But you know what's interesting is we were talking about the words and disappointment, you know?
Yeah.
And it, retreat is the name of it, and it's retreating. Each verse is about, you know, how you can withdraw into that peaceful place to deal with things. And then, of course, the chorus is sort of like, initially I wrote it, at those times I wish you were there, but you never were. So,
which I love that line and the chords that go with it.
Well, I don't know
the melody.
If it's appropriate, but I feel like I want to change it somehow to fit more with my situation. So one of the lines I was thinking I could change is, at those times, I wish you were there, and then you'd appear. You were always in my mind, or you're only in my mind. Because instead of saying you never were there, you could say you would appear, meaning you're there, even though not in spirit, in spirits.
Oh,
so it's more inspirational, back to Judy's inspirational kind of feelings.
Oh, okay.
Because I like the feeling that you can still retreat and you can still wish somebody was there and they can still be with you in your mind, even if they're not there in body. So there I go again.
The dual thing.
Now the verses has a low note that I hope I can reach well. I have to be careful, it gets a little bit gravelly.
Really?
And then it goes, you know, much higher on the chorus.
This is the same key you played for me in the last time.
Yeah, because it's at the open key. I can't go any lower.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so here's the verse. Retreat, escaping into the solitude. I don't know where this is going and how it would record it, but it's a fun one. I don't know about the tempo, or maybe there's a way to shorten those, you know. It seems like it slows down there where I go, only my mind, only my mind, you know. Oh, you got the chorus. Yeah, you're close. There you are. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, I don't know about this.
So who knows? Maybe when you're thinking about a broken heart or a man. Is this the one you said you don't know where their inspiration came from?
Right.
Okay. So maybe if you're some night and you feel like there's a brokenhearted person out there, but you could change the words.
Yeah.
That you never were, you know, and then.
I could go back
and
to
then
that.
You could, you know, some night you could, whatever.
I could change it.
That's the best part. You'd appear.
When you're a songwriter, you know, you can do
you're
these
God.
Things. Absolutely.
You're like a God.
I love
I
it.
I create my own world.
So I guess. Is there any ideas with that song before I go into the other song?
No, Judy.
It's in progress. It's like
it's beautiful. It's progressing, and it's just
progressing.
Yeah, it's what you do, you know. So I mean, I love it. I love where it's going. I love the verses that you added because you always had the chorus. If I recall,
yeah, I always had the verses. They were always there, but all I had to do was remove some of the words. There's just too many words because I think I had a different melody and a different chord structure. So when I shortened it with different shorter chords, I have to take out syllables. So I'm
yes,
just basically shortening
sense.
It.
So the first verse. This is the first verse here?
Yeah.
He's got solitude, broken moments, going for songs at those times. Okay. And then the last verse was music, the one you were talking
right.
about.
Right. Retreat is filled with total, instead of complete, to total serenity. My music becomes my true companion, or my only companion, or soul companion. I haven't figured out exactly, but
what word you use there, but it's still basically the music. And then
my companion.
At those times. So this chorus is referring to music after this chorus. Is that right or no?
No, it's still the same. It's just that you're retreating, and it's just a matter of retreating because of life.
Life, yeah.
Life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.